Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days do not come, nor the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars are not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house will tremble, and the strong men will bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows are darkened, and the doors will be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he'll rise up at the sound of the bird, and all the daughters of music will be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the roadway, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper will be a burden, and desire will fail. Because man goes to his long home, and the mourners go all about the streets. Or ever the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then will the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to our Elohim who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he gave good heed, and he sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads and like nails fastened by the masters of assemblies that are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear our Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For our Elohim will bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it is good or is evil. End of chapter.